Live from CE Sun 2009, this is Michael Loft with Maury from AI Squared. Hi.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Very good. What are you showing here with this exhibit?
We are showing our latest version of ZoomText, ZoomText 9.18. We've had 9.14 out for about a year or so, year or two. And we just released a new update, 9.18, free to existing 9.1 users. And so we're showing the new features of 9.18.
So what are the latest goodies, since I know we have some ZoomText users listening?
Sure. One thing that we have is called smooth pan tracking. And what that is in previous versions of ZoomText, when you, let's say, click on the Windows key to bring up the start menu, ZoomText will abruptly move to track to where to the item that's open. With smooth, or for example, if you open up an application, the screen will abruptly move to the top left corner of the screen where the focus is applied to the open application.
So if you really do a lot of multitasking, that's going to be very powerful to stay with the person as they're quickly moving around, right?
Right. Well, with the smooth panning, instead of abruptly moving...
Oh, I see. It's a transitional.
Right. It's not like slow, but it's a more transition, so you kind of get a sense of where you're coming from and where you're going.
Right. Okay. Very good. Very good. Anything else?
Yes. We now have ZoomText scripting incorporated into the mainstream line of ZoomText 9.1. And what that is, it allows scripters to customize ZoomText and whatever applications they may be using to do what they want. For example, let's say you have someone who's on the phone all day in a call center, and they want to open up the program, and when a caller comes in, they want to bring up their name and have it speak their phone number and their social security number, for example.
So it's great for call center, customer support, customer service type positions, give people...
Yes, as well as many different other applications, but the key is to be able to customize ZoomText to do what you want in a certain situation. And you can use the traditional scripting languages to do it, such as VBScript. So you don't have to be a specialized scripter in ZoomText to be able to script for ZoomText.
That sounds exciting. Anything else?
A lot of various fixes, as always. One being programs that use direct draw, for example. You might open a program that uses direct draw, and as you move your mouse across the picture, you might see screen corruption. It fixes a lot of those type of issues.
And what about 64-bit support or the new Windows 7, which, of course, is still beta? But
thank you for bringing up the obvious. Yes, that's probably the biggest new feature, is that ZoomText 9.18 now works in Vista 64-bit as well as 32-bit and XP.
Well, that's important, because I would definitely promote that fact, because a lot of new computers come with 64-bit.
Yes, people who have been going into a store, getting a new computer, and find it 64-bit.
Great. So can people get a demo of this? Maybe they've never used ZoomText before, want to play around and see its functionality?
Absolutely. We always have a 60-day trial, so you can download it from our website or give our sales department a call, and we'll send you a CD for free if you don't feel like downloading it. And from the time of installation, you can use it for free for 60 days.
Very good. Maury, why don't you give a website and a phone number for folks to pursue?
Sure. www.aisquared.com. That's spelled out, AISQUARED.com. Or our 800 number is 1-800-859-0270.
Great. Thanks. You're awesome interview. I think she was a little nervous, but you did very well. Thank you. From CSUN 2009, SAMNet Radio, and the SarahTalk.com blog and podcast, this is Michael Loft.